You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. This is Jane Theresa Anderson, and today we have Caroline on the line. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Jane.
What have you been dreaming?
Oh, all sorts of things, but one in particular really confused me, so see if you can sort this one out.
Good.
I dreamt an image of a white shirt, and it was being rolled around in a small black rock pool, and there was a rainbow of coloured dye running into the pool, and I'm trying to get the shirt out of the rock pool, but as it's rolling and turning over, it's picking up all the dyes, the pinks and the greens and really lovely colours, but the strongest colour that was there was yellow. And I was thinking, oh, it'll be all right. There's not much colour there and it'll wash out. And then I just picked up the shirt and stuffed it into the back of my car, and my car was full of stuff as if I was moving house or something like that. And that was it.
Was it a man's shirt or a woman's shirt, Caroline, do you know?
It was like a singlety sort of top, but I suppose, yeah, it was mine, so female.
So,
shirt.
Yes, it was one of your shirts. And just a couple of questions. The car you were driving, is that your actual car that you have in waking life?
Yes.
Yeah. And the rock pool, what is it? Do you have any particular association with a rock pool? Like, do you particularly love rock pools, or was it just a general rock pool?
It was in a rainforesty area, so I suppose it was something that I could I find peaceful and relaxing, yeah.
Okay, so the symbolism of rock pool for you is really relaxing and peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was water in the pool was quite clear, and it was a white shirt that was in the pool.
Well, that was a strange thing. There wasn't actually water in the pool. Uh-huh. I mean, it was a rock pool that should have had water in it, but it just had these streams of really brightly fluorescent coloured dyes running into them.
Right. And in the dream, did it feel odd to you that there wasn't water in the pool?
No.
Okay. And one last question, and then you can relax. As the coloured dyes were flowing into the pool, what kind of feeling did that give you watching that while you were in the dream?
The flowing in, I mean, I was quite intrigued by the watching the dyes flowing in. What I was more concerned about was, oh, I've got to get the shirt out of there before it gets coloured, covered in dye.
Yeah. Okay. It's an absolutely beautiful dream. I mean, you start with the black and the white, and it's like, and obviously the colours, there was every colour in the rainbow going through there. So this was like all the spectrum that exists between black and white. White has every colour in the rainbow in it, and it appears to us to be white light, but of course it's got every colour, and black has no colour. So it's almost like you've got two extremes, the white and the black. You know, and sometimes you can say, you can look at something and you see it in white, it's in black or white, and sometimes there's no colour in between. So there's that kind of sense in it too, but also it's shirt, it's something that you normally wear, it's a singlet that you would normally wear, and clothes and dreams often relate to our image, as they do in waking life. You know, if you go to a party, you might wear different clothes to what you wear to work.
Yes.
And your clothes are part of your image, like, you know, okay, this is who I am, sensible person at work, or this is who I am, flirty person at party or whatever. Our clothes, we use our clothes in a way to project an image about ourselves. So in your dream, you've got the feeling that you're starting off at a lovely, relaxing, peaceful place. But even though it's lovely and relaxing and peaceful, there's a feeling that maybe there's something about your image that you like to project. White image, maybe a pure image, maybe a black and white and either or, and you're worried in case it's contaminated with any of the beautiful colours. So it may be that at the time of your dream, and a dream always refers to the day or two before, that you were perhaps being ultra careful with your image and how you project yourself, and maybe holding back from allowing the full range or the full spectrum of Caroline to show in some area. So your dream shows, on the one hand, you do want to have the full spectrum, and you do have the full spectrum because it's in the dream. Every single color is flowing into that lovely, relaxing, pool, and the rock pool is black, so that's more like your unconscious. So we know that your unconscious mind, you have this wonderful spectrum of color, and you know, all that. And if you look into chakras at all your chakras are well tuned and looking good. But on an image kind of basis, it's like, yeah, but I don't want to show any of that. I just want to show crisp, white, pure. And then you go to your car and you say in the back of the car, it looks like you've got everything, looks like you're moving somewhere else. So this mm-hmm. relates to a change that you're considering making at the moment, or maybe even making, a change in your drive, because a car in the dream, takes you somewhere. It takes you on a journey.
Yes.
You drive it. So it's an area of your life where you're, either thinking of making a change, or making a change to your drive, or making a change to your motivation. And part of what you're carrying along with you is not the white shirt, but the yellow shirt. And you're not really feeling out, you know, sure how you're feeling about this. So what color does yellow conjure up for you, Caroline?
Well, it's a happy color. I mean, it's one of my favorite colors. So, it's bright and cheerful and, you know, sunny skies type.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Feeling.
So you've got a dilemma there in the dream between what you would really like to project in life is happy, sunny feeling, cheerful, you know, exactly the words that you just gave there. But mm-hmm. something is going, oh, my God, that should not be on my shirt. People will see it.
Mm.
So there's you've probably got a conflict between do I show you know, how much do I show my happiness and cheerfulness in where I'm going, and particularly in these changes of direction that I may be considering in my life, and how much should I be kind of just white? And so does this relate to your waking life?
Yes. In a couple of instances, I just looked at the actual date of when that happened, and it was after going to a wedding of a friend who I hadn't seen for a very long time, and I didn't know the bride, and I was wanting to put on a good impression.
Ah, yes.
So that ties in with that, and the rest of what you've said ties in with sort of feeling a bit unsettled and wanting to change careers and pathways that way. So
what you can do with that, Caroline, then is have a little think, because our dreams reflect where we're at the moment. And then you can say to yourself, okay, so that's where I'm at. Now, where do I want to be? And do I have to change anything to get there? So your dream is saying, I'm at a place where, I am conscious in certain circumstances, like the wedding or the decisions and where I'd like to go in my life. I'm conscious about the image I project. And part of me wants to be safe and be white and good. And part of me would like to go, no, see some yellow, see my cheerful, happy self. Decide which you want. Cheerful, happy self can be a very good choice.
Well, that's a nice choice.
I think it's a nice choice. And there may be a part of you unconsciously that's holding back from showing that for whatever reason, and some of your other dreams might reveal that. So what you can do is say, if you would like to move ahead from this point of time and show more cheerful, happy self than more white good, all you need to do is a dream alchemy practice, which is while you're awake, visualizing that you are wearing that yellow shirt and feeling really good about it. And not only that, but how about visualizing being in the front seat of your car, driving yourself to where you want to be, wearing the yellow shirt. It's like, hey, look at me, yellow shirt. And just do that visualization and make sure that you feel, as you do the visualization, everything that you would feel if you were showing yellow, bright, cheerful all the time. Because if you do that visualization, what you do is reprogram any part of your unconscious mind that's thinking, no, we should be white, and making it feel good about being yellow, so that the choices and the decisions that you make from this step forward about the things that you would like to change in your life, you'll change them in a yellow kind of way rather than in a more fear-based, I better be white kind of way. Does that make sense?
It does. That's fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah, it really sort of resonates quite nicely with me, particularly looking at some of the other dreams around it, that kind of sorts out a few things.
It shines a sunshine, a yellow light on everything.
Yeah, well, and the travelling in the car too, because I've done a lot of driving in my dreams lately. So that all links together beautifully.
That's all your driver motivation. Well, drive ahead, lovely lady, in your bright yellow, and thank you for sharing your dream.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for listening to another edition of The Dream Show. You can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, is also an excellent reference that will help you interpret and understand your own dreams, and it's also available from the Lifestyle Pod Network. So for more information, visit my website or lifestylepodnetwork.com for more details. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next time for The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsight. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.